Father, why are you telling us to do this? Why, David, I thought you liked him.
Jonathan, don't you dare question my authority. I am not only your father, but your king, and you will do as I command.
Yes, father. I will now go. Psst, David, come inside of this tent. I need to speak with you in private.
Why, sure, Jonathan. So you sound pretty concerned. It must be pretty serious.
It is. I've come to warn you. My father Saul is looking for a chance to kill you.
For some reason, I'm not surprised. I had a feeling this would happen. He sent me out on many dangerous missions, and I've always returned victorious. Even in my victory, I've returned to him with spoils and plunder, but he appeared to be more disappointed in the fact that I came back alive. Not to mention the time he almost killed me with a spear he threw at me as I was playing the harp. I cannot believe a father-in-law would want to kill his own son-in-law.
Jonathan! Where are you? Hey, have you seen my son, Jonathan?
Be on your guard tomorrow morning and go into hiding and stay there. I will go out and stand with my father in the field where you are. I will speak to him about you and tell you what I find out.
You're a true friend, Jonathan. There aren't too many guys that would go behind their father's back to help a friend in need. I will always remember you for this.
Father, we need to talk. It's about David.
Yes, David. Did you kill him?
No, we have not. That is what I want to discuss with you. Do not do wrong to your servant David. He has not wronged you in any way. What he has done has benefited you greatly. He took his life in his hands when he killed Goliath. The Philistines had persecuted us for years, and now that their champion is dead, we can relax in peace. The Lord won a great victory for all of Israel through David in his conquests. And when you saw it, you were glad. Why then would you do wrong to an innocent man like David by killing him for no reason?
Jonathan, you are right. I should not betray David like this.
You win. I hereby take this oath. As surely as the Lord lives, David will not be put to death.
That's good to hear, Father. I would like you and David to see each other to talk.
Certainly. Where is he?
He is actually not too far from here. I will get him for you.
Hello there, my Lord King Saul. Jonathan has told me you spared my life.
Yes, David, I have. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I am truly sorry for trying to kill you. Please, David, come back to me and resume your place in my kingdom.
It would be my honor. Just take it easy and relax, Father. I know you're getting the evil spirit rising up inside of you again. David is playing the harp, and you can just listen to the melody and relax.
Jonathan, would you mind taking that spear out of your father's hand? Remember what I told you about the last time this happened while he was holding a spear?
No, David. Why don't you tell us? I don't remember what happened. Tell us what happened, David. Was it something like this?
Father! No!
Die, David! Ah!
David, run! Get out of here!
Men! Guards!
Yes, King Saul?
Go at once to David's house! Watch it all night if you need to! I want him dead in the morning!
But Father, your oath!
I don't care about my oath! I want David dead! Go! I want to be left alone! And I want David dead by morning!
Thank you.
David, I noticed my father's men watching our house. They are waiting for you.
I know. They're waiting overnight so that they can kill me in the morning.
Then you must leave tonight. If you don't run for your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed.
They're standing guard in front of our house.
I have an idea. I'll lower you out this window, and when you are gone, I'll take some pillows and cover it with clothes. I'll put some goat hair on it, and voila! The old fake David in the bed trick.
Do you think it'll work?
Of course it will! Get going. By the morning, you should have a long head start.
Mikal, we are here to seize David for your father, the king.
He is ill. See? He has been in bed all night sleeping. Tell that to my father.
King Saul! Mikal, your daughter informs us that David is in bed ill.
I do not care! Bring him up to me even in his bed if you have to. I want him dead. In fact, I will go to their house myself to kill him. Mikal, open this door.
Father, what are you doing here?
Something I should have done a long time ago. Where's his bed? See, he's still sleeping in it!
Shh! He is ill, Father.
Perfect. In that case, I've got the exact medicine for whatever ails him. This sharp iron sword should be the perfect medicine for whatever he has! Nighty-night, David!
No!
Yes! Yeah! This is not David! We have been tricked by my own daughter! Child, why have you deceived me like this? You have sent my enemy away so that he may escape.
He knew his life was endangered, and so was mine with me staying with him. He knew that as your daughter, you would not put me to death for aiding a fugitive. So I let him escape to save both of our lives.
Ah, alas. You are right about that one. I must say, you outsmarted me that time, didn't you? I will spare your life because you are my daughter. But we will deal with you accordingly. Guards! Arrest her and take her in.
But Father! I am your daughter! How can you do this to me?
Yes, you are my daughter. That is exactly why I am doing this to you. I am using you as an example to show others what happens when they turn against King Saul. Gentlemen, take her away.
King Saul, I have just received word of David's location.
Excellent. My plan is working out perfectly. Where is he?
He has fled to Ramah. Most likely he has gone to see Samuel.
So, he thinks that by going to see Samuel he will be safe? I'll show him that there is nowhere on earth that he can flee. He can never go far away from the hand of King Saul. Men, load up your things. I'm sending you to Ramah. Go find Samuel and kill David.